Well, Rory, first game of the year, what's the reaction to that? What's your...
Listen, it was great to get a good competitive workout. You know, it's, look, we played a few challenges there. We played three challenges. You know, it's hard to beat competitive action when there's a wee bit at stake, you know, and... You know, overall, I suppose we'd be pleased to come out the other end.
Yeah. You know, a lot of young players, well, I think you ended up with seven, actually, debutants here this afternoon. Starting the game, actually.
Yeah, and look, I wouldn't really even classify Owen McHugh as Caelan Ward, as boys that have played a whole lot of intercounty football, you know. So I wouldn't. So, no, listen, it was good to get them a chance, just give them a good opportunity, but it's important that there's a few experienced heads with them, you know.
Yeah, and that was very noticeable that you had an experienced player in every line in the team.
Well, we tried to have a wee bit of maturity just for them, you know, not to leave them, you know, out, kind of first day out, kind of operating on their own, you know. But, look, they've a wee good bit of work done this last while, and, you know, the likes of Huey and Eamon Doherty and Marty Riley over the last, you know, number of years have a lot of work done, and, you know, they're becoming more leaders in the whole setup, you know.
Yeah, and they're I suppose, looked upon now as somewhat experienced men in your setup.
Well, you know, I would count them with experience, and I'd have big expectancy for them, you know, so I would individually, and then obviously to play a big role in the team. So, listen, overall, you know, it was good to get the young lads a go.
Yeah, and talk to me about the young lads. I thought Kieran Thompson, obviously, he got mad of the match and deservedly so. I thought Keelan Ward did well as well. I thought Jack O'Brien did good well in the corner. You know, there was a lot of good performance. Steve McBurty came into the game as it progressed as well.
Yeah, listen, overall, I'd be very pleased. I thought Danny to be throwing in, Mark Antony pulled up in the warm up, you know, and Danny, I thought, acquitted himself very well. He was comfortable, he was solid. And as you said, Jack was very good. I thought Owen Bann grew into the game well as well. Kieran's class shone through there. Listen, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, get involved with under 21s, and at that stage, he hadn't made the minor team, but we were looking at him saying he's a real quality player. And we've seen him leading Glenties this year, and I thought he was very good.
Yeah, Owen Bann is another, of course.
Yeah, he's great pace. And he's got a wee run at it. He had a wee injury there, and he hasn't much work done, but over the last maybe 3 weeks he's got a good bit of done, you know. So no, that was pleasing. And even for young Micheál Carroll there, you know, and Stephen, you know, to get their debuts, Micheál's just turned 18, you know, and there's a big future for him.
Yeah. And talk to Mark Antony, was it just in the warm up something happened?
Something very late in the warm up, maybe 3 or 4 minutes before kick off, you know, but
yeah.
Look.
Yeah, so it was certainly thrown at the deep end for Danny.
It was, yeah. Rogers. Thankfully, Danny didn't pick up a knock because nobody else, but your luck.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of, you know, you mentioned him earlier, I thought he had a good enough game at full back as well.
Oh, he did. Listen, Caelan Mooney went inside there, and he was not easy to handle, and Eamon, you know, was in good shape, and he's played well over the last couple of weeks, you know, and be pleased with him, you know.
Yeah. Overall, obviously, we're not going to get too excited about it, but it's still a good workout.
Ah, very good workout, you know. And it was, you know, we've said, look, we'd like to get out of the group if possible, and the best way to do that's win your first game, you know. But look, we take it week on week, and you know, we know this week we'll be building a lot of fitness and stuff like that. So, you know, we've Fermanagh now, St Mary's now next weekend, and you know, Fermanagh on the following Wednesday. It's, you know, a good start to the season.
Yeah, so it'll be experiment again, will it?
Or will it be?
Obviously, give some of those guys more games as well.
Ah, we all the intentions to give those guys more games. We're unlucky in the sense that Jamie Brennan, Wee Jigger, who's under 21, Rory Carr, Kieran Gillespie picked up a knock, not able to play, Tony McClellan's sick. So five of that under 13 setup, you know, that we had hoped to engage were unavailable to us today, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, Frank McDinnis, centre half forward, is that something you're thinking of?
Well, I suppose we tried him there, you know, and you know, today, you know,
and
cheeky goal, and he kicked a good score. Listen, it's just something we said we'd try, you know, and I thought he acquitted himself fairly well.
Yeah. Tell me, obviously you're playing down in the first game of the league. Was there a bit of cat and mouse been played there today, do you think?
Not really. You know, we had no idea what kind of setup they were going to come with us, you know, or, you know, come with. And, you know, look, I'd imagine both teams will change considerably. I certainly expect ours to change. You know, we'll have a lot more experience available to us come then.
As we said, a good day at the office.
Yeah, a good workout, you know.
Okay, thanks
for bother.
That.